I'm Pete McCall, and welcome to this episode of All About Fitness. This episode is going to be a quick fit tip. Quick fit tip episodes are just that, quick fit tips. How you can apply a little bit of information in a very short period of time. Today I'm going to talk about nutrition. Nutrition is not a four-letter word, but many people treat it like that. You hear so much. That's one thing that people get so hung up on. You know, they start exercising, start a fitness program, and then it comes down to what the heck am I supposed to put in our mouth? Folks, we all need to eat. At some point, we all need to eat. The way our bodies work is we need energy coming in. So we use carbohydrates and fats. Carbohydrates and fats are primarily energy. Protein can be used to repair tissues. That's the basics of nutrition. If you're going to be exercising, if you're going to be active, you need energy to fuel what your muscles are going to do. Yeah, that's the basic line of nutrition. As a trainer, I always try to stay in my lane. I'm a trainer. I'm a personal trainer. I'm a strength coach. I understand movement. Anytime there needs to be a specific discussion about nutrition, guess what? I refer people out to an appropriate source, a registered dietitian or a nutritionist. And actually, registered dietitians, RDs, are now called registered dietitian nutritionists. And I'm going to have a little bit more on that in an upcoming episode. But when we look at nutrition, the important thing, what I always try to get through to people, what I always try to get through to clients I work with, is you know what, folks? You want to be a B student, right? Think about that. When it comes to nutrition, you want to be a good B student. And a good B student, you're doing well 85% of the time. That means you're completing most of your assignments. You're getting most of the answers right. You know, that's what we need to be when it comes to nutrition, is do what you know you need to do 85% of the time. Come on, this isn't rocket science. We have all these different plans out there. I know we have keto, we have paleo, all these different things, intermittent fasting. I'm sure there's probably something new invented right now while I'm speaking about this. What matters is that you find something that's sustainable and comfortable for you. And it really, you know, don't overthink it. It doesn't overthink it. If you think about being a B student, that can help you get on in life. You know that. You know it fuels your body. You know what you feel good at. Because come on, like everybody else, I love exercise. I love being active. One of the reasons why I do is I have a little bit of a sweet tooth. Anybody that's ever seen me knows I carry a couple extra pounds, and I talk about that regularly. You have to understand, what are you training for? Why are you training? And you have to look at nutrition. I always look at nutrition is, am I fueling my body enough for the activity I want to do? And I mean, am I fueling my body? Because when you look at it, if you eat too much crap, you don't have the fuel. You don't. If you had a performance car, if you bought a Mercedes, a Porsche, an Audi, or if you bought a car, are you going to put cheap gas in it? No, you're not. You're going to put the best quality gas you can afford because you're going to get the best performance out of your engine. Your body is the same way. I'm going to quote Dan John here, and don't be an idiot. When it comes to nutrition, don't be an idiot. It really comes down to that simple. What you're going to hear about in the next number of episodes on All About Fitness is I'm actually going to be interviewing a number of experts on nutrition. I'm going to be interviewing people with PhDs, people with RDNs, you know, registered dietitian nutritionists. We're going to be talking about different aspects of nutrition. And here's something to consider. Why are you exercising? Why are you exercising? We do this for health. Yeah, we do it because it makes us feel better. But you have to think about nutritional needs. Because if you're exercising to enhance performance, I recently interviewed Sonia Friend Yule. Sonia won the indoor 800 meter for her age group. When Sonia eats, she eats to fuel her performance. I've hung out with her. I see what she eats. I watch how she counts her calories. So if you participate in sports, you have to consider nutrition as fuel for your engine so you can perform at the highest level possible. Now, if you're like a lot of us, you're probably looking at, I probably need to manage my weight. Well, then on the other side of it, nutrition becomes, so on one side, nutrition is fuel intake to fuel performance. On the other side, we need to be smart about nutrition and monitor intake because ideally, it's not this cut and simple. I wish it were, but it's not. Because ideally, if you're trying to lose weight, you need to create a caloric deficit, ideally, i.e. where you're trying to expend more energy than you are taking in through calories. But here's where it gets complicated. Everybody's body is a little bit different. And one of the underlying functions or one of the underlying principles of nutrition is chemistry. Each one of us, each of our bodies produces certain chemicals called hormones. Hormones, you have hormones like insulin to help your body process the nutrition that you take in. That's why there is no one catch-all nutrition program that works for everybody. And notice the one word you have not heard me mention yet, and that's diet. When it comes to food, I very rarely do I use the D word, because the D word pertains to short-term whatever. I mean, the diet should be taken out of our language as far as I'm concerned. Because when it comes to eating, you have to look at your nutrition plan. Are you being smart? Do you have a philosophy? Do you have a strategy? If you're following keto, good for you. You know, does it work for you? Is it giving you what you need? You know, if you're following intermittent fasting, if whatever you're following, whatever type of plan, the most important thing is, does it work for you? What are you trying to do in your nutrition? Are you trying to fuel your performance, or are you trying to reduce your intake so you can expend excess energy? Because guys, that's what fat is. Fat is stored energy. Your body stores the extra energy you take in from food. Your body will store as fat. That's why we exercise. That's one of the reasons why we exercise, is exercise expends energy. So when it comes to nutrition, there is no one catch-all thing. I could tell you eat all grapefruit. I could tell you to eat all spinach. I could tell you to do a cleanse. But you know what? Each and every single one of us is going to have a different reaction to whatever inputs. So when it comes to nutrition, you can't just assume, you can't just listen to anybody. You have to look at, is it scientifically based? Is it scientifically backed? Have there been studies on it? Again, studies don't prove anything, but studies show what could happen given some variables. So over the next few episodes of All About Fitness, I want you to listen to discussions about nutrition. I want you to listen to discussions about behavior change, because nutrition ties into behavior change, because behavior are the habits. Those are our habits, our attitudes. It's what we do on a regular basis. So when we look at this stuff, folks, there is no easy solution. There really isn't. There's going to be some trial and error. There's going to be some experimenting. But what I do recommend, that if you do need some help with your nutrition, is you find an expert with the right credentials and the right qualifications. Now, if you're a fitness professional, you want to learn more about this, then come to the Idea World Convention that's going to be going on The Idea World Convention is going to be going on June 26th to June 30th this year in Anaheim, California. A lot of the speakers that you hear on All About Fitness will be at Idea World. If you want to attend Idea World, you can use code PETE19, that's PETE19, to save $30 on the price of the Idea World 2019. But keep in mind, over the next few episodes of All About Fitness, I'm taking a deep dive with some of the top nutrition experts in the country to help you learn how to apply the information to enhance your quality of life. Thanks for stopping by this All About Fitness quick fit tip. I'll look forward to having you join me for future episodes.